Carl, how would you assess your team's play overall?
We won the game, which is good. So I'm in a better mood this week than I was last week, as you can obviously tell. But I just said there, it's finding the fine balance of playing very well, playing attacking soccer and winning. And I don't think there's any team that's got that off to an art yet. So today was a roll your sleeves up, fight, scrap, run, tackle. And obviously whoever was going to get their noses in front was probably going to win the game. So fortunately it was us. Yeah, really, really, really proud of them today. You know, it's easy to mask over things when you lose a game, and we didn't. I didn't. You know, I sat down with the group, and you know, my job's not, you know, to sit here in front of you guys every week. My job's to make those players individually better and collectively better. And when you lose games, you know, you got to look at yourself in the mirror. And I've done that with my coaches, and we've done that as a group of players as well. And we tried to be better, and we did today because the same things arose. We were winning the game, but our management of the game was slightly different, which is credit to them because they can take information on board. So, I'm delighted for them today.
I want to speak to the performance of Kofi and Ribeiro in their roles today, especially in the first half.
Yeah, both outstanding. I think every player to a man gave absolutely everything for me. You know, Pedro, I took Pedro off after 60 minutes. That was always the plan. He'd run the furthest distance. He'd made the most sprints. He was. You know, he was knackered, if I can say that. And it's going to take a whole squad to be successful this year. And that's why I pick and choose certain individuals for certain games. But Coffey was outstanding. He won the game for us. He broke up plays for them. Because they're a dangerous team away from home, especially because of the way they like to play with their transitional players. It's very similar to us. That's what I said to the group today. So, it's, you know, it was tense in the second half, especially because they had a lot of the ball. But they didn't really hurt us, which was, you know, credit to the guys there. And I think you see when Kendall's in the team, you know, we're able to defend crosses a little bit better.
Because they attack in a very similar style to the way you like to attack teams, did it make it easier to sort of, game plan-wise, know how you were going to defend against them?
It did at half-time. Let me tell you, the first half was like, boom, 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 boom. And it was great. Fortunately, we got the goal, but they could have scored one or two on their breaks. And you know, we got our noses in front, and we needed to make sure then we didn't need to make it a real wide open game because they got dangerous players, and we didn't. Having said that, we could be a little bit more tidier in the final third in the second half because I think we got into some great areas without actually taking our chances, and that would have helped us obviously see the last few 5 minutes of injury time. Incredible, wasn't it?
The play of Kakuta was kind of the difference really between the two teams. Three assists, two goals in the last four games. What is it that's made him turn the corner?
I don't think he's turned the corner. I just think he's playing with a little bit of confidence, and with all young players, you know, when they go through good times, people rave about them and talk about them, and when they go through inconsistencies, people are quick to criticise them or throw them under the bus, as I put it. And I've never done that. I'll never do that with any of my players in there. And he's just hit a vein of form at the moment. His understanding of what I'm asking him to do on both sides of the ball, you know, he's getting. The kid was dynamite tonight. He really was. And, you know, he set up the goal. You know, I think he beat six or seven men on that. But he can still improve. We'll get back to work on Monday because there's areas of the game that he can improve individually as well as team-wise.
Without Carr back there today, it seemed like Kendall was even more vocal and was... Did he step up in that regard in your mind?
Yeah, he did, and I want him to. You know, Kendall speaks very good English. You know, a lot of them speak very good English in there, even though they tend to not speak very good English to you guys. And Kendall shows, you know, he's a leader. I want him to be a leader. I want David Oosted to be a leader. I want everyone down the spine of my team to be leaders because that's what you need. And when you go into certain venues, when times are tough, you need people to step up. And you know, I didn't think we had enough people stepping up last week, myself included, because I couldn't help them the way I wanted to because I'd made all my substitutions. Today they answered me and they stepped up, and as I said, Kendall was big for us tonight.
Yeah, he certainly seemed to get in teammates' faces and was very...
He did. Well, yeah. No, he was great. Little Teixeira picked up a yellow card, and then Kendall was in with the tackle, and then he put Teixeira in front of the ball, which is a nightmare thing to do because the ref could book him again. So... You know, you would have seen the bad side of me if you would have picked up a second yellow card for that.
It was amazing this weekend. A lot of results. I mean, you got the result, but a lot of results went your way, too. All the teams chasing you, failed to keep pace. It just, I guess, the guess it demonstrates, like you talk about, it's a crazy league sometimes.
Well, you know, I do read things, and you know, you listen to all the analysts, and Simon Borg, who said it was a penalty last week, when you know I said, and people thought I was mad, so I like what he says, and you know, tend to focus on myself and my team and what we can do. And you know, a week ago people were saying, well, the teams that are in the playoffs are in it, and I didn't think that at all. San Jose go and win 5-0, they go and win 2-0. I said it's going to be like that till the end, and it's important you focus on yourself. We'll focus on ourselves, we know we can get better, we'll try and get better, and we'll see where that puts us.
The big question now is, how many starters, how many first team guys you go with on Wednesday?
Good question, Gary. I'm not even going to think about it until I get home and have a glass of wine with my wife.
So what do you think of the way Teixeira scored his goal?
Sorry. Great finish. As I said, I wanted the boys to be a little bit more positive and direct in the final third. I said, rather than think about what to do, just play naturally. And I managed to get that point across to them, you know, halfway through the first half, and Kikuta ran, dribbled, went to shoot, dummied, and obviously put a cross shot across the goal, and Christian got in the box with a little deft touch. So great finish, but great run. And if you look at the shape of our team when we scored the goal, you know, that's important as well, which, you know, some people don't see that. But we had to be locked in on their transitional plays, which was important, which was a big focus this week, which is why we spent a lot of time on the training field.
Harvey went down, Teixeira went down, Beta Short.
Yeah.
In the second half, was that just a case of those players getting cramps late?
Yeah.
Game, or
yeah, ask them, see what they say. That'll be interesting. Yeah. Yeah, I'll speak to John Pauly and the sports science team, Rick Celebrini, and we'll deal with that one. Good.
Perfect, thank you. So we'll see you back here Wednesday night.